With your permission,
where are we?
Shmuel Ben, chapter 15. It's not so simple to turn around. But all the Chachamim say that he's not, again, according to Shulchan Aruch, maybe you're allowed to turn. But according to Ari and the Zohar, he's not supposed to touch the menorah after you leave the menorah.
Yeah, yeah,
after you leave.
Yeah.
He means to move it a little bit on the table.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know what should I speak about. I want to speak about the Shalom.
You can't say
Bekitza? Yeah, Bekitza. I said Bekitza. Bekitza, what it means is like this. When you lie down here, the light that you lie down here is going upstairs. It's going upstairs and it connects itself upstairs to one thing. So when you move it, you move it from the connection. That's Bekitza. That's how powerful the menorah is. It's called Or Rishon. What does it mean? It means all the Chachamim said. Right. Bereshit bara Elokim, v'yom Elokim yor v'yor. The first light. Hashem took the first light and put it away. And then Hashem created the sun and the moon and the stars. The first light is away. Chanukah, you can connect yourself to the first light.
My
son
just gave
it.
Here,
I have it on CD. I didn't listen to it, but it's Wednesday night, sure. A little bit connected. Maybe I'll speak about this Wednesday night, so the Hanukkah is over. Chanukah is still Wednesday.
Wednesday is the ninth day of the Chanukah.
Day, right?
No, Wednesday night is the ninth.
Right, it's Wednesday night, right? It's no more Chanukah, right? Is it permission to go to the Chanukah? No, it's not permission to go to the Chanukah. No, it's not permission to go to the middle of the story of Avshalom. Avshalom was the son of David the Melech. His mother's name was Maacha. The David the Melech took her away in the middle of a war that he won a war. And from that lady that her name was Maacha was born Avshalom. And Avshalom already in the chapters before he did some bad things. He killed Amnon, his brother from the same father. Already burned some fields of some of Yoav that he wanted to have an appointment with David HaMelech, and Yoav did not give him the appointment. He burned Yoav's field. At the end, he got the appointment and he came to David HaMelech. Everything else, the Melech ignored him so much, he did not want to have anything to do with him. At the end, he said that Avshalom managed to come back to Yerushalayim, met his father, and now comes the next chapter that Bayim Acharechen, right after that he arrived in Yerushalayim and already made peace with his father. His father, maybe we say, forgave him. What he did again, that he killed his brother Amnon. ויעשו אבשלום מרכבה בסוסית. אבשלום decided to make himself a savage with horses. וחמישים איש רצים לפניו. Besides that he had his chariot with horses, he had 50 people running in front of him. Every place he went with the horses, In front of the horses were 50 people running. So the Gemara says they were running, they were able to run very fast because they took away discipline and also they took out the flesh from the bottom of the foot. And then it's a special thing that you can run forever, nothing hurts you. So David HaMelech had this kind of soldiers in his army. And Avshalom hired 50 people and he trained them to run very fast and again without stopping, and he used to run in front of him. Nishkim Avshalom every morning used to get up, Be'amad al-Der Hashar used to stand next to the gate. This is the place that everybody used to come and discuss his problem with David HaMelech. And people used to come to the court, and David HaMelech was the head of the court. And he was standing by while everybody was coming, but he called Aish Asher Yelorim, and when I'm in the Mishpat, and the king had some disagreement with his friend, he's going to the king, but it's Rav Shalom Elav Yomer, and Shalom used to call him and say, Amy, the Yirata, where are you coming from? I'm here from this and this place, from one of the tribes. Standing over there, and he tells him before the men even have reached the destination, Avshalom is telling him on the way, he's saying very nice things, and you're right 100%, but nobody's going to listen to you. You're going to get to the king, nobody will approve you, and whatever you're going to say over there, nobody's going to listen. Out of nowhere, standing over there, saying lies to people, and making up stories about the Middle Melech, that David HaMelech will not listen to him, he would help him. I wish I can be the king. I can be the judge. I wish that I would be the one, and everybody who is going to come to me, I would know how to make it right. Over there, they judge it in the wrong way. That's the best lawyer. I had one from a rabbi. I don't know. There's no lawyers here. Okay, make sure that Mr. Epstein doesn't come. I heard one of the Chachomim said it right there. Rabbi Galitzky is a genius. He said that the son goes to the cemetery with his father, and they're looking on the monument, and the son tells the father, I don't believe what I see. I see they buried two people under one monument. The father says, where do you see it? He said, on the monument, very nice person, very honest, a lawyer. It says that Avshalom says. Avshalom said he wants to be the one, he's going to do everything right. In the meantime, he's saying Rosh Hashanah Rabbah Melech. He's just saying bad things about him. He's saying that he's not doing the job, and he's going to do the job right. He says, I wish I would have been there. Yeah, because if he's the Chavotlo, when the person used to come, after he gave somebody, he gets such a speech, so the person used to come and bow down to him. ושלח את ידו וזיגו ונוסק לו אותה, שלום כיססים. ועדו. אוקיי, אני יודע, אני אסור את זה. אה? זה מתפתח כל מקום. סתם אסורי, זה נאמר את הכל משוג עניין. סתם בית פרסם למדינת נביא, סביר לי סמלי, בא עוצר בעד, זה דיזסטר בדיגאי. Stand up to David HaMelech, stands up in the middle of the road and tells everybody that whatever David HaMelech is going to judge is wrong, and nobody listens over there. He wishes he would be the one, and he would do it right, and then he kisses the people. As Avshalom Kadamar Zeyachol Yisrael Asher Yavou, be to everyone who ever came. La'mishpat el HaMelech va'yganev Avshalom et lev Anshei Yisrael. It means like he stole the heart of Am Yisrael.
I thought it
meant
that he judged fairly. Otherwise, how
would he? He didn't do nothing. No, he wasn't able to do. The Gemara says that the Melech used to get up in the morning, and from the morning till the evening, that's what he used to do, just to make peace between people. The Gemara says when he used to judge, and he used to tell the person, for example, you owe the money, and the man starts to say, I have nothing. The Gemara says, there's nothing with you. We don't have. Doesn't matter. But you obligated to pay. If you don't have it, then America will go bankrupt. And that time, David HaMelech used to give him the money. David HaMelech used to give him the money and says, you owe me the money. And this guy, Avshalom, is going to tell everybody that the Melech doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to do the whole thing. In the meantime, he was able to steal the heart of Am Yisrael. It means the Am Yisrael really appreciated Avshalom very much, the same behind him. I don't say, how can it be, with all the respect, somebody stands on the road and stands says certain things, you believe such a thing?
And they
never reached
the king?
No, they reached the king. But when they came outside, probably Avshalom told them whatever he said is wrong. He only said, I wish I would be the guy that would judge you. But of course, he didn't have the right to do it. He only kisses the people and stole the heart that everybody should believe in him rather than the Bibel Melech. But he wasn't able to judge. He's not the king, and he was not in the Sanhedrin.
So exactly what
they're
doing.
Exactly what he's doing. He just said the Shulchan Aruch about the Bibel Melech, that's what he's doing. And he just said to everyone, I wish I would be the king. Eventually, that's what he wants to be. That sounds like, in a minute, that he wants to be the king and he's going to do it. But the story starts with belief that he's standing over there on the junction and he greets everybody and he kisses everybody and he tells everybody, I wish I would be the judge, because if you're going to get over there, for sure you're not going to have the right thing.
So he's judging his father about you?
No, I don't think it's called judging his father. I think what it means is he puts his father down. He says that the man is worthless. He doesn't know what he's doing. ואם יקראת 40 שנה,
זה כבר נאמר for 40 years?
לא.
זה במהלך הדין, זה כזה
הרבה כבר לי, זה כבר נאמר. After 40 years, the Gemara says it's not 40 years, of course. David Melech himself will be only a king for 40 years, the king will be after 40 years. לא. זה אומר לך שבע So the Gemara says 40 years after Am Yisrael asked Shmuel Nabi to have a king. And now is the time, 40 years after they ask a king, soon you're going to see what's going to happen now. So what's the connection? But that's what Nabi says. Nabi says that after 40 years that was appointed the first king with Shaul HaMelech, now is 40 years since Shaul HaMelech became the first king. Exactly 40 years, then Avshalom goes to David HaMelech and says, listen, I'd like to go. I made a swear, a neder, a promise, that I promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to go to Hebron. Kinei Nadar Avdecha Bishakti Bikshu Ba'aram Lemovet, when I ran away, this is after Avshalom killed Amnon, he ran away and he was in Kshur. This was his father-in-law. He ran away over there and he stayed over there. So while he was staying over there, he made the promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im Yashuv Yeshiveni Hashem Yerushalayim, the Lord is going to let me come back to Yerushalayim, it means David HaMelech is going to forgive me. Ba'avadeti et Hashem, I'm going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means I'm going to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here I am, I want to go to Hebron. Why he wants to go to Hebron? There are a few explanations. They say that David HaMelech was appointed in Hebron, he was the king in Hebron first. Maybe that's the reason, there are other reasons. He wants to go over there. Even though HaMelech lech v'shalo, go with peace, v'yavkom ha'yelech Hebronah. Galab is going to Hebron. He's going to Hebron again, not of course to do what he told David HaMelech, he's going to do something else. In the meantime, he's going to Hebron to do it in Hebron. Rashi says, the Mitzvot says, that he's going to Hebron, says, the Chachamim said, because over there there were very fat sheep. It means he made a promise, that's what he tells David HaMelech. I made a promise, and I'm going to get very good sheep. And the sheep that I get are in Hebron, the very fat ones. Let me go to Hebron and get the sheep, and he's going to sacrifice it. He doesn't tell him where he's going to sacrifice it. I mean, he's going to sacrifice it in Yerushalayim. It's not clear where he was going to bring those sheep. But the Chachamim said, no, he's going to Hebron because in Hebron he's going to do a job. He's going to do a job in Hebron. Why in Hebron? So that's what he's telling David HaMelech, and David HaMelech swallows it. The HaMelech says, Lech b'shalom. So the Gemara says, from here you will learn that you don't greet somebody like this, Lech B'Shalom. This is the last thing that David HaMelech had to do with him. The next time he's going to hear that he's dead. So the Gemara said, Lech B'Shalom.
Yeah,
he said,
B'Shalom. That's
possible. That's possible. Yeah. That's not for sure, but that's possible.
No, we have to give a round trip, not a one way trip.
Right. So the Gemara says that this is called in Hebrew, you say Lech L'Shalom. You say Lech L'Shalom, it means a round trip. I say Lech B'Shalom, it means one way trip. So he's saying him Lech B'Shalom. Okay, so it's amazing. So it means like this. It means that David HaMelech didn't know this Gemara. It's possible, very possible. Very possible. Why didn't he say Lech B'Shalom? Chumash David HaMelech knows. And the Chumash says he told him Lech L'Shalom. So he told him Lech L'Shalom, and the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was very successful. The Gemara says that Yitro said Lech L'Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was successful. I don't know what would happen if Yitro would have said Lech B'Shalom, doesn't say it. But again, it says in the Chumash already Lech B'Shalom. So why did we have to say Lech B'Shalom? Lech B'Shalom says Lech B'Shalom, Lech B'Shalom. Why have to say Lech B'Shalom? And the B'Shalom says no, now what's going to happen. The B'Shalom is innocent right now. This guy of Shalom said he wants to go to heaven, he wants to take a part in heaven. The B'Shalom says Lech B'Shalom. Okay, Lech B'Shalom is not a good greeting. Again, the question is, maybe the B'Shalom doesn't know it yet. Why does not say the right thing? He doesn't say the right thing, it says in the Chumash. It says, Parshas Shmot, Sefer Shmot, Moshe Rabbeinu was bidden by Yitro, his father-in-law, Lech L'Shalom. He should say Lech L'Shalom, why is it Lech L'Shalom? ויקום המלך לבוא לזמן לחברון. וישלח אבשלום הרבים חושבתי ישראל למור שלכם את כל השפר, ומעשה מלך אבשלום לחברון. ובמיזה אני אתן מספר איזו לובר, אני אעשה יגניר שופר, ויגניר שופר, the organ scream that Absalom became the king in Hebron. את Absalom הלכו 200 איש מירושלים קרועים והולכים לתומם ולא ידעו כל דבר. זה גמרא עשה את הגדיל. זה גמרא עשה... He said to him, I'd like you to help me out with my trip now. He says, David HaMelech asked him, what do I have to do? So he said, what you have to do is give me a letter. Give me a letter, and the letter is going to say that I need two people. And I need two people to take along with me. So David HaMelech says, why not? You need two people to go to heaven, why not? I said, who do you want to go with you? He said, anyone, doesn't matter. So just give me two people. So David HaMelech wrote in a piece of paper, okay, here I am, David HaMelech, signing a letter that Absalom should take with him two people.
He used it to another
people? So, Absalom took the piece of paper, and he met on the street, and he saw two people, he said, excuse me one second. Showed him the letter, I said, yes. He said, a comment from David HaMelech, that you have to go with me, stay behind me. And he goes a little bit further, he sees two other people, he shows them the letter, he says, stay behind me. Like this, he gathered 200 people. Says the Gemara, wait, the 200 people that he chose, was that people from the street? Those are the smartest people that belong to the Sanhedrin. He took all the important people and he showed all to them that phony letter that David HaMelech gave him permission to record too. Again, he didn't tell David HaMelech which one. And he put them behind him, and those are the 200 people that the Navi says, the innocent people, Kruim Vorkim Letumam, they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. They have no idea where they're going, why they're going. They only follow the instructions of this false letter that call only for two people. In the meantime, we have 200. Shmuel Bet Perek Tzav.
Yeah, man.
איש השכנה, שבאתי לכך. הוא יכול להיות שחקן, שחקן, אבל ללכת לזה כל השני גדם את המלך. פסנקה ספואל, פרק תזבב פסוק גלבט מגיל פרמישן. הישראל הרב שלום את החיתופל הגילוני יוצא דבים מרוב מגילו, וזוכו את הסבכים. In the meantime, not only he was able to convince the 200 people to go behind him, he was able to convince the advisor of David HaMelech to be together with him. But yeah, Kesher Amit, the queue started, and they're all going to rebel quickly. They're all going behind Avshalom. With all the respect, with all the descriptions, he was handsome, it doesn't mean anything. Again, the Gemara is going to say that the whole thing started is because David HaMelech did something that he should not have done. And this is like a punishment that the Gemara was going to punish David HaMelech. That cue that David HaMelech is going to have to run away from his palace, that's a punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it was running in this way. It was running in this way that David HaMelech is going to have to be forced out by Avshalom. But again, doesn't make. You have to have some common sense. And this guy is able to do such a thing. That he can do such a thing. That he can convince all of Israel just to leave David HaMelech. Most of them Israel doesn't say how much, how many. Sounds later that David HaMelech almost had nobody behind him. We're talking about millions of people. Millions of people, they had some rumors about David HaMelech, maybe that's going to cause maybe the queue. But the guy can convince, convince the whole nation just to leave David HaMelech to go behind him. David HaMelech is alive and he is the son. And he's going to kill him. It's not just he's going, to become a king. He's going to try to kill David HaMelech, actually kill his father. In the last minute, David HaMelech is going to be saved. David HaMelech was very close to death with his God. It's not just, it's just election. You know that you said the guy is this, the guy is that, and the guy is that. The guy is really running after him with the whole of Israel. He's going to kill him. And so how did it happen?
This small people
hear
the story?
No, they don't know what's going on. The Gemara says that those 200 people, they suspect what's going on. But they going with him. They're still going with him. They suspect that there's going to be over here a murder of the David HaMelech. And they said, the Gemara said that they were praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save David HaMelech. Because we don't know what's going to happen to us after he's going to kill David HaMelech. That's how bad the situation was. Still after Avshalom, they're still going with him. Again, they're going with him by force. Because they don't want to go with him, but they're still going with him. That's hard to believe it. This guy can take for a ride all of Israel. Now he's taking Achitofel. And the Midrash says, that Achitofel really was the personal advisor of David HaMelech. Besides that he was very smart, that he was like a Navi, besides this, David HaMelech used to discuss everything with him. I mean, we knew all the secrets. That's where in Israel, Israel Bear.
Israel Bear.
When I was young, this nation was not funny. When I was young one day, I think I was 10 years old or 9 years old. Israel was like a baby. I wake up in the morning, I see everybody in the street. Oy vey, oy vey, oy vey.
No,
that's not the parasha. All of a sudden, what happened? Ben-Gurion, Chutoy again alive, had a personal friend. The biggest advisor of Ben-Gurion, personal friend. He says, all of a sudden, they found that he was a spy for Russia. But not spy for Russia. He told Russia everything Israel had, everything Israel planned, all the newspapers. It's going to cost Israel billions of dollars. Now, I'm not talking to you now, but you 45 years ago. Or 40, yeah, 45 years ago, more than 45 years ago. To change all the army camps, to change all the air force, all the ammunition, everything he told them, everything. All the codes, everything, everything, the tanks. No, Israel, he was Ben Gurion's advisor. Nothing, they put him in jail, he died. Of course, Israel billions of dollars. The same as Israel there, same as Israel. Let Achitofel. Achitofel is the same situation. No, but he was a personal friend. And this Achitofel, can you imagine?
Huh?
What do you mean? Omet is right there. Omet is there, but he's not Omet. He's a bit sore, he has a case, but he's a Ben Gurion. Well, unbelievable. The whole country was going out on the street, they were afraid they were going to be attacked by Russia in 2 minutes. Egypt, you know, that time, much more, they had to think about Abu Nasser and Assad, but together with Russia. And Russia knew all the secrets, everything. And then Achitofel is the same story. Then Achitofel was David Amir's personal advisor. Not only he had some kind of knowledge, but something the Navi described as Ruach HaKodesh, besides Chachamim say, he knew all the secrets of the Melech. With 1 minute to the next, he joined Absalom. He joined Absalom.
Okay,
so. In a minute. How many of them?
Does it say why he joined
up? No, it doesn't say anything. No. Nobody knows what's going on. As soon as
the
end, you know.
No, I'm talking about the end. Does it determine why he's
destroyed? No. No. The end is gonna commit suicide after the film,
right.
And he's gonna hang himself, he's gonna die. He's gonna kill himself because he knows
that he made a mistake,
but he's not making a mistake, it's a terrible mistake. The mistake is that Avshalom is not going to take his advice, but he's going to come back. He's going to come back, he's going to kill him, so he killed himself. לא, מה זה טוב? אבל מה נגיד את דוד למור, זה מסנג'ר, קיים דוד המלך, הם פרוגים ליסטין, היה לב ישראל אחרי אבשלום. פוגל לבעל את. פוגל לבעל את, אבשלום הזמיני. אני מאשר? Can you imagine such a thing? Again. בגמרא, this is really was a punishment של דוד המלך, that he was taking בת שבע. From Uriah Ahiti, and the son of Navi told him, he should know, he should expect a cure. He didn't tell him it's his son, and he told him, you're going to have a bad experience in your life to have forgiveness for what you did. And that's what the story is all about here. It's going to be a forgiveness for David HaMelech. I think it's a punishment for David HaMelech. That punishment, of course, is a forgiveness because he took Bathsheba away from Uriah Ahiti. But again, the way the story is being said, I mean, of course, Hamur can do anything, but you have to have something. And the end, the only problem is at the end, he's gonna be dead, Absalom. So you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish David HaMelech by using Absalom as an instrument, and then the instrument is going to be killed.
Something that is hurt David
HaMelech. Right. I mean, the man from both ways.
The pain was from two sides.
From two sides. It doesn't make sense.
And also the pain to know that Eretz Yisrael went with Absalom.
Right. Amazing. How did
that
it go?
Didn't occur, and he didn't go with
Bathsheba. Yeah, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own way. We don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own way. But the question is, what's really behind it? What's the story is based on? I mean, what's the common sense that Hashem is doing such a thing? Also, as I told you, the Tanakh was put together by Sheikh Nesar Gdola. So, it's not just stories what happened, it's something the Gemara said, it's something for the future. something that we should learn, something for the future. That doesn't mean for our personal life. That means that things did happen, might continue, might happen again. But what's really behind this story? So the message is over the Melech, you should know the all after Avshalom. And David Cholav Adar Shemit Yishalayim, Kumam Nivolchad, when Melech heard this message, he told his ladies, his servants, he says, let's go and run away. Kilo tiyelanu pletam pitam shalom. We're not going to survive, it's all over. Ma'ul alechet, please hurry up and run. Ten yemayel, maybe Avshalom is going to hurry up, the Sigano is going to catch us. He'll be able to catch us. He's going to kill and destroy everything. Kill, complete. Destruction of Yerushalayim, destruction of whatever is together with the Melech. And one of the Melech and Melech, the slaves told David Melech, Yechol HaShayif Chara Adonai Melech, Inni Avadecha, Avadecha, you slave, but tell him, you want to run, let's run. And tell Melech, Yechol HaShayif Chara Adonai Melech, he's going to cross the Raglav with that. He didn't take anything along with him. He's living by himself, he's stripped from everything.
Nothing.
He doesn't have a donkey, he doesn't have a horse, nothing. He didn't have his jewelry, nothing. Left everything. He's lost by himself. He's running away. I don't know. I couldn't find. I don't know. Pesach Melech Bechol Betu Beraglav, Bayazor Amelat Yisrael Nashim Bereshu Yishmah Bayez, ten wives, semi-wives, he left in the palace. I don't know why. He left them, he decided to leave 10 wives over there, or semi-wives. They should watch the palace. What is nothing to watch? What can you watch? Pilat Shim then come. Shim Blik Tuba.
What's Nashmonai for
Shalom? Yeah. Yeah. Vayitzi Amina v'chol ha'am b'raglav v'yamdu bet merchak they went by themselves. And they stand very far away. וכל עבדיו, סנטס נקים לפי מי שנורים על ידו וכל הקלטים וכל הפלטים אחרי שאומר את מין תמיד החכמים or maybe the ones that know how to shoot arrows or stones וכל הגיטים, people from God, 600 איש אשר באו ברגלו מגד הורים מפני המלך. אלה 600 people accompanied him. It's not really, it's a converse maybe. ואמר המלך אליצאי הגזי, the king דברים ורסלס, one guy, name is Itan, it's come from God, למה תלך גם אתה, איתנו, why are you coming along with us? שוב ושב עם המלך, you go back and stay over there with Avshalom. It says you are a convert. The Gamgulatan in Kumecha, it says you're not going to the right place, the people will not have mercy on you. Says, we go into exile, we running away, at least some people, some Jews will have mercy on us. They take a chance for us, but for you, since you're just a convert, nobody knows you. Nobody knows you, you're going to come to ask for help, people will ignore you. This is why you have to put yourself in a situation. Go back, stay over there where you are, and you stay with Avshalom. Mol Baracha, just he came and converted by Yom Aniyacha, and then now you're going, today you're going to like wander around, Imanu Lalechet, Ani Olech Al Asher Ani Olech, He says, I'm going with because I have to go, but it's not your problem. Why are you coming along? Shuv, go back, v'ashem et achicha imach chesed v'emet. Go back and your people will help you, but don't come with me. He said, I don't know exactly what that story, what it says in the Bible, so we need to know it. V'yad yitzal tamid, if I yomar chay Hashem, chay Adonai HaMelech, no. I swear in Hashem's name, in the name of the life of the king, king b'mkom asher yesham adni amelech, in the place that the king is going to be, in the mavetim achayim to death and to life, kisham yi avdecha, I'm going with you. It doesn't matter what's going to happen, I'm not interested. Sounds like him. But you have to be able to tell, lech v'avos, and then it's okay, if you want to come along, doesn't matter, come along. But go back, don't stay next to me, and you join your people. Join the rest of the crowd, because I don't want you to be in danger. If you're going to be next to me, something will happen, you're going to suffer. You just go to the back and go with everybody else. And I'm not sure yet exactly what the Navi has to write this story. Who cares about this story? They have always talked to the whole time they all went and they joined the Melech, they go to the back. The whole Aretz Mokhim Kol Gadol, the whole Av of Rim, everybody's crying. And the people passing by Melech Haver Benachal Kidron, this is underneath, if you know, the city of Yerushalayim. It's right when you come out of Ir David, this big valley down there. When you come out of the Kotel, and you start to go up to the old city, on the left hand side, all the big valley down there, that's where the Melech left. It went from Ir David, where they have now this archaeology excavation, it went down from there and all the way down to the valley. Going down to the valley, the whole Am Rimon in Alpnei Derech HaMidbar, the whole go through the desert, through that spot.
Shiloach
is on the left and the left. Kidron, you can see the river also Kidron. Part of the Kidron comes from the water of the Shiloach. But the Kidron is a place that he used to take all the burnt ashes from all the sacrifices. And again, if you stand on the wall, you come out of the Kotel, and you can climb on the wall to go on top of the wall to go towards the old city. And if you look on the left, that binoculars, I think, over there.
Yeah, right, on the steps there.
Right, on the steps there. Over there, down there, it's called Nachal Kidron, over there. No, no, much further, deeper down. Right. So that's where David HaMelech went. Over there he used to take every day all the ashes from the altar, from all the sacrifices, whatever was left, the ashes. And also a lot of the blood and pieces from the sacrifices he used to clean at Amigdash, so they call it, let me say, the sewer line, went all the way down to there. So it was there, a lot of blood and a lot of bones and ashes.
With that Kodem or with
that Gera? Both, maybe.
What?
We need them, Tadur Chorah, Vini Tuna Simet Ahom Brit Elohim, it says, all of a sudden you see a scene that they took away with them the Ark with the Luchot. Akut Aharon is on. They're taking the Echal, David HaMelech is leaving Yerushalayim. At that time Yerushalayim was not the Hamikdash yet, but was a tent. Inside the tent was the Luchot and the Echal. So the guy's name is Tzadok HaKohen, and all the Levim. All of a sudden they're coming with David HaMelech, not all of them, but part of them, and they carry the Echal with them. They had Tiku at Aharon HaKim, they had Leviathah. So when they came, that's
what
they
meant. Who was the Mishkan at that time?
It was not Mishkan at the time. It was
no,
Gibbon.
So why were the Luchot here?
Again, the Echal, if you remember, David HaMelech brought the Ark with the Luchot. He brought from the Plishtim. And then he brought it to Yerushalayim. And he wanted to build a Beit HaMikdash. And Tanavi told him, don't do anything. And he kept it in Yerushalayim. The Mishkan was in Dov, Givon, partially. But the Echal was in Yerushalayim. Now David Melech is running away. The Luka Kohen and the Levim are carrying along the Ark with the Luchot inside. ויציק בו את ארון האלוקים, so the Navi says that to put down for a second the Echal, and the Kohen HaGadol at the time was Eviatar HaKohen, and he was the grandson of Eli HaKohen.
What
does it do? It means that doesn't mean the ground, maybe on the stand or something. And they're putting it down on the stand maybe, and the David HaMelech asked the Kohen HaGadol at the time it was Eviatar. Ask him, excuse me, can you ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu what's going to happen now? Am I going to be killed? The Gemara said the king is allowed to ask this question to the scholar Urim Tumim in front of the Echal. So the Kohen HaGadol used to wear the special clothing of the Kohen HaGadol, standing in front of the Echal, and he asked the question. And he asked the question, the letters on the Choshen used to shine, and he knew the answer. So they were asking, Mr. Kohen Gadol, would you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what's going to happen now? Am I going to die or am I going to be able to escape? And the Yatar was the Kohen Gadol and he said, I get no answer. You get no answer, it means you get no answer, it means you're out of the job. That's what Navi says, Vaya Leviatar, says the Chachamim, sentence 24. Eviatar was the Kohen HaGadol and he was standing in front of the Aaron, in front of the Echal, and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon the request of the Melech, what's going to happen with this queue, with these rebels? And Eviatar said, I'm sorry, I don't know. David HaMelech said, you don't know, I'm still a king right now, I'm telling you, you lost the job. I don't know, but the Gemara said, maybe the king has some kind of a power to fire the Kohen HaGadol. It's not so clear. But again, Eviatar was the grandson of Eli HaKohen. Eli HaKohen was punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him it's going to be a time that none of his grandchildren will be Kohanim Gadolim. Eli HaKohen was from Itamar, the son of Aaron HaKohen. And now we're going to have the Kohanim Gadolim from Pinchas, Ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. And since Eviatar doesn't know what's going on, ויאמר המלך סנדס 25 ואומר לצדוק, השם את ארון אלוקים העיר. And he asked צדוק, what's going to be? וצדוק said, I just ask הקדוש ברוך הוא, and הקדוש ברוך הוא said, if nothing to worry. You're not going to get killed. You're not going to get killed, so דוד המלך says, צדוק, okay, now take the Echal, bring it back to Yerushalayim. אם נמצא אכן בני השם וישיבני ואיראני אותו ואת נביאו. It means I hope I'll be able to see, he told me the prophecy, I hope it's true, I hope I'll survive, and I'll be able to see, but it's not necessary to take the Echal along with us, go back to Yerushalayim, stay with Yerushalayim. But Chas Shalom, if in Kol Yomar Lo Chavatzim, Hashem will say, he doesn't want me, and he will say, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do whatever he wants to do with me, forget about it, you just go back to Yerushalayim. אמר המלך הצדוק הכהן, הרואה אתה שוב העיר בשלום? See, everything will be okay, you hope so? So that's what you say, that's what you claim? Go back to the city, והחימאס בנך, take along your son, ויונתן בן אביתר, ויונתן בן אביתר, שני בניכם איתכם, you go along with them, and you go back to ירושלים, again, אבשלום is taking over the city now, and you should go back with the Echal to ירושלים. ראו, וזה שצי, אנוכי מתמנה בעבוד הנדה, I'm going to hide. And take my time in the desert behind Yerushalayim. As bo davar mimachem azidi, I'm going to stay and hide until I'm going to hear from you what's going on. So this is before the cell phone, and there's no information. And you're going to send me a messenger, tell me what's going on in Yerushalayim. In the meantime, I'm going to hide in the desert. So they decided Tzadok and Eviatar. Eviatar again is out of hijab, but Eviatar is going along with Tzadok, they're going back to Yerushalayim with the Echal in the hand, they're going back to Yerushalayim. David Olay Malei Hazitim, David Olay is going in Har Hazitim, he's going to the other side, to the Olive Mountain, Olay Uvokhe, climbing up, crying, Berosh Lo Chapui, he has no cover on his head, Olay Siachel. Chapui Galui.
תלוי או
ש... תלוי. יש כל מיני פירושים, יכול להיות בלי כלום, יכול להיות מכוסה. בכל העם אשר לתוך הפור איש ראשו, כן, it's מחלוקת, it means they have a covenant, don't have a covenant. It means it's a sign of mourning. They're all upset. ועלו, עלו ובחוד, all crying. All crying. I don't know what to say. I don't think about this thing. All crying. Why does it say they're crying? I don't understand. They're all crying. Why are they crying? I don't understand. I mean, description, I mean, he lost the job, he lost the presidency. Lost the presidency. And they're all crying along with him. ודוד הגיד למוח כתוב במכשרים עם השלום, נאו, ודוד המלך, the news, the bad, the worst of the worst. It says, your advisor, join Avshalom. אומר דוד, דוד was praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, please only this, סכל נא את עשת אחיתופל השם. So הקדוש ברוך הוא, God Almighty, please just cancel the advisor of אחיתופל. Because devotee is going to advise Avshalom, for sure will take over. Gemara said, was no failure by Achitophel. Whatever he said had to come through. He was like Nevoah, like a prophet. He was so smart. So the Remech is praying to Hashem only, please cancel, make sure that Achitophel's advice will not be accepted. And that's how Achamim said this was the biggest disaster, since he was the personal advisor of the Remech. He knows all this, all whatever the Remech thinks also, and all the secrets of the Remech. ראית דוד בא, זה הראש השם משתחבר שם אלוקים. The Gemara says that sentence means that דוד המלך wanted to do עבודה זרה. At that point, ראית דוד בא, עד הראש, את הגמרא, הוא עד הראש, it says ראש את עבודה זרה. נלמר, ניתנה הראש, ונשובה מצרימה. He says, you want to do Avodah Zarah. You want to do Avodah Zarah while he is trying to do Avodah Zarah.
Is
he
so
huh? David. Yeah, David, yeah. David is doing Avodah Zarah. He wants to do Avodah Zarah. נהיה לקראתו חושה יערכי, קרועה, כותנתו באדמה ראשו, he sees the person, his name is חושה יערכי. And says that person is clothing are torn, he has soil, earth on his head. Remember David, Mavata Diva Ita Alay Lamasai says, why are you coming along with me? Why are you coming along? So the Gemara says, well, there are some sentences missing over here. And this guy, Hushai Anki, David HaMelech, Hushai Anki sees him, he says, what are you trying to do? He's holding him back. He says, what are you trying to do? He's going to do Avodah Zarah? What's wrong with you? So David HaMelech says, what's wrong with me? Look what's wrong with this guy. He says, what, did you ever such a thing? A cue by a son against his father? So Hushai said, excuse me, Mr. David, he didn't study Parashat Ki Tetzeh. I say, you know this guy is called Ben Tzorer Umore. I said, Avshalom was born from Aracha. She was the daughter of the king of Shur. I said, so what do you expect? You marry this girl, and you have this son, of course, it's called Ben Tzorer Umore. I said, this guy eventually is going to do bad things that the Torah warns you. He says, you should expect this thing to happen to you. That's what happened to you. Discussion is over.
He
was not at all. No. Nobody came close to Achitophel.
He was advisor.
But he was a friend of the man. He was an advisor. The advisor was only Achitophel. He is now going to become David HaMelech, let me say, spy to Avshalom. Since he told the answer back to David HaMelech, he said, it's your fault that you married this girl, and from that marriage Avshalom was born. Then I told him, no, David, if you come with me, it's not going to be a burden for me. Better, if you go back to the city to Yerushalayim, and Matar Avshalom Abdechani, HaMelech, I'm your slave. I mean, it's a fake statement, of course, but pretend. Pretend that you're telling Avshalom that you're going to serve him. I'm always used to be a slave to your father, and I'm going to be a slave to you. Just go back. I see that you're very smart. Go back. One thing you can do for me, try to cancel whatever Achitophel is going to say, you cancel it. Because whatever he's going to say is going to win. Doesn't matter what he says. Whatever he says, please make sure it's going to be canceled. הרי ממך שם צדוק בביתר הכהנים, יש לי לבדלת, יהיה צדוק בביתר הכהנים, והיה כל הדבר אשר תשמע מית המלך, תגיד לצדוק בביתר הכהנים, you can be a spine. And whatever you can hear there, the king in the palace, to himself צדוק and ביתר הכהנים, they are one in with me. הנה שם מהם also לבדלת, they have also שני בני מהכנס, צדוק בביתר הכהנים, they have two children over there. And the information you're going to tell them, ושלחתם בידם אליי כל דבר אשר תשמעו, I'm going to hide here, and you're going to send messengers to tell me what's going on in the palace. יבוא חושי ראה דוד העיר, זה חושי became like described as the friend of דוד המלך ואבשלום יבוא ירושלים, אבשלום רבי ירושלים דריס את דוד. I said everyone has some, if we say in a nice way, has some good parts and some bad parts. Not just Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Ra, it means the evil part that pushes us to do bad things. Actually, if you take the person and you put him in an MRI machine, that you find the person has some good energy and some bad energy. Some good habits, some bad habits. This has nothing to do with actually what he does. Just we're talking about if you take the person and you put him and you try to analyze the person, this is not this perfect. Some people have more of the good, some people have more of the bad, but everybody contains bad and good through the whole universe. There's nobody 100% perfect. Perfect is like a dog. Any other entity has bad and has good. Says the Ashalom is going to be described as the most handsome person of the universe. Last one he said, he said that Avshalom was Nazir. Nazir. The Gemara said Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam means that you... Nashim Shom. Nashim Shom. Nazir Olam is in Mibetan. Nazir Olam means that you cannot... That you may take a haircut once in a while. Nashim Shom was never allowed to take a haircut. What's called Nazir Mibetan. Nazir Olam is allowed from time to time to shave. Yes, machlok in the Gemara, if once in 12 months, maybe in once in once a week, and the question in the Gemara. But anyway, this is the description. Now the description of Avshalom, that he had some the most gorgeous hair in the world. Gorgeous hair. And he used to go to Hebron. He used to go to Hebron. And Hebron used to go to the barber. I mean, some people do it on the runway. Some people take haircut on the runway, you know who? In Air Force One.
Oh, Clinton.
I didn't say who it was.
Clinton,
okay. But Avshalom used to take a haircut, and people used to come and look at the hair after he used to get a haircut. So the Navid can tell us how much hair he has. He grew so beautiful and was no shiner, you know, of the wigs. This is from India, from the Zara. It was the best hair in the world. Doesn't say the color exactly, if it was black or dingy or whatever, the Vimelech was like a red one. But doesn't matter. Somewhere he's busy with his stories. Who cares if it's a haircut, if it's a pumpkin, if it's a hair. The Torah tells us a story like this. Gunnar Nevila. Says Yosef used to play with his hair. Mm-hmm. Play with his hair. Eventually, Yosef had this kind of a test with the lady. He was playing with his hair. And again, he was a Nazir. Yosef was a Nazir. He said it being described. יפה תואר ויפה מראה. יוסף פוק לשון הרע. So there is a bad part, Yosef thinks he's the king. I mean, that's the way the Torah says. And it's the dream. And that's what the brothers are screaming at him. You're going to be the king, you're going to be the king. He said, yeah, I'm the king. And he became the king. Yosef became the king. So there is a bad part of Yosef is Avshalom. ולא יאכלו דברו שלום. אבשלום. לך בשלום. זה דברי, the real story here. This is really the haftara of this is parasha, פרשת ויגש. הספר יחזקאל, again the haftara that Yosef and David really should be one unit. And what it means really, says Dari, that it means this is a harmony between Yosef and David. And here's the harmony, says Dari. So from David HaMelech comes a son that he has, we say, a neshama, but the neshama is the Yosef's neshama, the best half of Yosef. He wants to be a king. It's not what the brothers spoke about Yosef, that Yosef wants to be the king. He wants to be a king. I said he wants to be the king so badly, even against his father. Against his father, Zahir says, because his father comes from Yehuda. Yehuda is the one that sold Yosef to be a slave. And this is really what's going on now against David HaMelech. He's his own son. His own son has Nishmat Yosef. That's Avshalom. That's what is going to be described as Nazir. Yosef was a Nazir. That's what is being described, that his hair is taking a haircut. He says his hair is beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful. Is that because Avshalom is Mr. Yosef. And this is the whole cue that Avshalom is taking against David is a punishment, if you say, for what Yehuda did to Yosef. I don't want to speak too much about it, but part of it is that the damage that what Yehuda did to Yosef is the damage that Yaakov was upset, that the whole family is upset, everybody is upset. Since eventually, that's what the Navi is going to say, that David HaMelech is crying, they're all crying. It says, you crying because you caused Yaakov Avinu to cry so much, and they're all mourning because you, Yehuda, sold Yosef. Here comes so-called the best part of Yosef, and wants to take revenge from Yehuda, that he was the one that caused the whole exile. And this is really what David HaMelech is going to say. If you remember, Yehuda said to sell Yosef, and they sold Yosef, and what they bought for the money? Shoes. Shoes. So it says here, David HaMelech is going without shoes. So Zari, that's what he tells you. David HaMelech is going to get out of the city without shoes. He says, you want to know why? Because you're the one that caused the problem with shoes. You sold Yosef. Here Yosef come back, and here's Avshalom. It's called Avshalom. So the word of Shalom is going to do to you what you wanted to do. He says, of course. That's why Shem was planning the whole thing. But you have to know the truth. That this guy of Shalom is the best part. He's going to get killed because he's really Lashon Hara. It says that's what the Navi is going to tell you. He's standing in the front of the junction. Everybody, don't go over there. I am better. He said this was the best part of Yosef. He's saying, I'm better than David HaMelech. I'm better than him. But again, at the end, he's going to get killed because he's really the best part of Yosef. He's Lashon Hara. He wants to kill his father, he does all the bad things. But goes really in the front, this is a punishment for David HaMelech, but not straight for David HaMelech now. It's straight originally from David HaMelech, what he did as Yehuda to Yosef HaTzadik, and now come Avshalom to pay back David HaMelech. So we continue on Wednesday. We continue on Wednesday.